Hey everyone, this is Pete. Thanks for lending your ears to another episode of the So Bad Cast. Now, this is, if you have ever enjoyed paranormal radio in any way, shape, or form, whether you believe, whether you definitely do not believe, wherever you might fall on the skeptic scale, if you've ever listened to some paranormal radio, you know that it can be incredibly entertaining for however long you listen in. Some interesting people out there like to call and give their firsthand accounts of Bigfoot, UFOs, glowing orbs, the like. We wanted to give an homage to that, to Art Bell, the George Norris of the world. And I think you're going to notice by the laughter that we had a lot of fun doing it. So we hope you enjoy it. And if you do enjoy it, give us a shout on Twitter at SoBadCast and let us know. This is a bit of a departure from what we normally do, where we just talk for hours about a movie or some specific topic, but we wanted to get a little crazy, have a little fun. So we did. And now, without any further ado, I present to you our next episode, Full Moon Radio. So bad cast. Before we get to our next segment, we do want to remind everyone out there listening that you can find us on Twitter at So Bad Cast. And if you are either a listener, a lover of the cheesy stuff we talk about, or if you have your own podcast, please get in touch with us. We'd love to hear more about what you're doing. We are available to come on as guests, and we would love to have like-minded people on as guests on one of our episodes too, because, you know, cross-pollinate, spread the love, spread the laughter. We're about all that
stuff. Stop saying spread. Ugh, God.
Spread your love like a fever. Sorry, I got a little
bit right.
Yep. Psycho clip in me there. All right, so now John and I have been, I won't say big fans, but we, in our youths and adult lives, we have enjoyed the stylings of one Art Bell, rest in peace, of the classic Coast to Coast AM paranormal radio show. And, you know, all things UFOs, Big Feet.
Well, in plural there, huh?
There are two. Always two.
Bigfoots.
Bigfootsies. Listening late at night, growing up, just hours of entertainment as we would try to fall asleep. And, you know, we have uncovered some archival footage of a lesser-known paranormal radio show, but no less influential.
Yeah, and one we were able to get the rights to replay.
Yes, I believe the rights had expired in 2017.
Yes,
so
yes,
we can't quite say how we came about this footage, but we have this footage, and we'd like to share a couple of clips with you. Hopefully, you'll enjoy a little stroll down memory lane of the, you know, the heyday of the paranormal radio hour, terrestrial radio. So
yeah, and go check out some of the Coast to Coast Art Bell podcasts. There's some best ofs all over the place you could find. It is just some of the greatest airtime radio ever. It's just great.
Yeah, he had on some guests that were, I don't remember any of their names, because quite frankly, I didn't listen all that closely, but it was wildly entertaining as people that, you know, want to believe in some of this stuff, but really don't believe. And,
Fully embrace the crackpots that would call into that show.
That's the new X-Files name. Wanna believe but don't believe. The new tagline.
So without further ado, maybe you've heard of this guy, maybe you haven't, maybe you heard of this show, but we're going to present some clips from Full Moon Radio with legendary host Pat Moon. So, drop them if you got them. Let your moon shine.
Oh boy, there's a crack in the moon tonight.
All right, roll it.
From across the United States and across the cosmos, you are listening to Full Moon Radio. And now, the host of Full Moon Radio, a man who once saw an alien while seated for the movie Alien, Pat Moon.
Coming to you live from the mothership on the lunar base in Ronkonkoma, New York. My guest tonight, and it is a guest that I think the listeners out there will appreciate and come to love, is one of the country's foremost Bigfoot experts, or as he is also known, a Squatchologist. His crack team of Squatch teens have developed a revolutionary way to track and view Bigfoots, or the Sasquatches. He is the author of several best-selling books on the subject of cryptids and children's nursery rhymes. Books such as Yet He Persisted, Size 15 Wide, and Little Jack Horner Can Suck My Dick. Please welcome to the program the incomparable Merle Spax. Mr. Spax,
you are my full name is Merlong.
Merlong.
Spax. Merlong.
Is that with an X or an CKS?
No. Just call me Merle. That's good.
You can call Merle it is. Merle, yes. You are live on Full Moon Radio.
You tell me when the listener can hear me, because I have like a non-serious voice, and then I have a serious voice I go into.
You are live now, sir.
All
of America can hear you.
If there's like a light or something or an on air, I know they used to do, you tell me when it's on and then I could speak to the people.
Well, we've certainly had several guests speaking of a light that they have seen on near-death experiences. There is no light to signal you, sir, but rest assured, your voice is beaming loud and clear across the continental United States, including New Jersey.
Okay, well then I will go in my serious voice right now. I take a breath. I like to do it before. I was sitting around in my friends, and we do this thing where we drink the moonshine, and then we eat a s'more, and we dip the s'more in the moonshine, and then we eat it, and then we drink the moonshine. And what we like to do is we come up with these ideas. You know, how do we make life better for people? Well, out there, the number one thing people want to do is they want to find Bigfoot. There's nothing else really worth it out there.
Scientifically proven, you are correct. It is the number one thing when Americans are asked, what do you want to do with your time? They repeatedly, consistently, and deliberately, and quantifiably say, I want to find Bigfoot, also known as the Sasquatch.
Well, my friend, we have a friend, his name is Stinky, but it's not his real name because nobody named their kid Stinky. But Stinky is like his nickname, which means you call Matt. You know what I'm saying? So then he, patent
Stinky,
pending.
Yes.
Patent
Stinky.
Pending. Wait, Mr. Moon? Pat
yes,
pending?
Mr. Specs, please.
I say patent pending something, and that means you don't take it, right?
I do not know this Pat Pending. I have never met Pat Pending.
Pending.
I am pending, awaiting a meeting of Pat Pending.
Okay, well, we had this idea around, we sit on the campfire and we drink the moonshine, and anytime I come up with something, I like come up with it, and then my friend Stinky, he's like, what about Sasquatch? So it's like, not like, what would Sasquatch do, but like, you know, you have an idea, maybe like, I have an idea for like, I don't know, some kind of big water gun, and then he like, what about Sasquatch? And sometimes people are like, shoot the Sasquatch or give it to Sasquatch to use. You know what I'm saying?
So your plan is to arm. You want to fund an army of Sasquatches with water guns.
No, the idea is we come up with an idea. Like, say your idea was to make chocolate, but chocolate exists already. But like, if it was, I'd make chocolate, and then someone's like, Sasquatch could eat that chocolate or make chocolate. You know what I'm saying? Like, we apply it to, we put it on Sasquatch. But not chocolate on, because it's chocolate Sasquatch, like a big chocolate Sasquatch.
You know what I'm saying? One time in 1976, I fell into a vat of chocolate at Hershey Park in Pennsylvania, where I was trapped for 16 days, only to emerge with a horrendous case of diabetes, which I have subsequently kicked using the power of the mind. But that is another episode for another time, Mr. Spanks. Please tell us, you have this amazing invention that you use to track and to capture and to...
Right.
Have you captured a Bigfoot?
No, well, this idea sucks. And it was like, I'm sitting around and I'm like, what about a shit fit? You know, like to have a pit-bit or pit-pit, fibbit, like fribbit. You know that thing you put on your arm and it tells you like...
Fribble.
Hey. No, you walk like 400 miles and it's like you walk 300 miles. Do you know that thing? You wear like an ankle bracelet, but it's not keep you in the house.
It is a watch-like apparatus that tells you when the deuce is loose.
Yeah. So like you tell you like, so I was like, you come up with the shit bit because they got Fitbit and you don't tell you like when you have to go and when you have gone and went.
Mm.
You
know what I'm saying? When the Sasquatch is gone, number two?
Well, that's what Stinky's like. How do we use that for Sasquatch? Because that's what Stinky does. Like, I say something like, hey, what about, you know, you put soda in a bottle, which exists already, Pat Pending, but like, you put that in, and then he's like, what about Sasquatch? And I'm like, well, could he, his hand is too big to hold it. You know what I'm saying? He takes everything and puts it on a Sasquatch. So I said, like, the shit bit, and he's like, well, shit bit make no sense for Sasquatch. So we were like, what about a Sasquatch? Do you see what I did with that?
This sounds like a revolutionary development in the history of cryptozoology, a watch for the Sasquatch.
Yeah, well, when I get my AOL messengers in, I say, like, with the number one thing. Do you know what the number one question problem
is? What is your AOL handle, sir?
I shouldn't give it out, but it's Merle Spinks. Because somebody had Merle Spinks. I had Merle Spinks.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what the number one problem Sasquatch hunters have, sir?
They are allergic to cheese.
It could be, but this one is finding Sasquatch. You know, like...
Yeah,
you know
how, yes. Well,
do you know how people say...
That gets us to the crux of the situation, Mr. Spanks, if I could. Because we have many skeptical listeners here on Full Moon Radio, people that want to believe, but they need to see proof. Mm-hmm. So, sir, have you come up with proof...
The next best thing, Mr. Moon, the next best thing, because the thing is you can't find Sasquatch unless you know where to look, right? That's like a big thing about it. So basically we've developed this thing. You put like an oversized watch wrist thing on the Sasquatch, and then you can track him with the GPA, you know what I'm saying, from the computer or the NASA. Or from a satellite, if you're on one, you track him, and then you have him. You know what I'm saying? You could also tell if he's had, like, if he like, walked a lot that day or maybe did some brisk, like, cardio.
Well, also now which track are we talking about? Because I don't know. Listeners may know this, but my prior career before becoming host of Full Moon Radio was as lead singer for Pat Moon and the Craters, and we had a track went to number 36 in 1958. A little ditty called "Two Hands Down My Underpants." I was hoping it would track higher. It never did. But is that the type of track that you're referring to?
It's
a different type of track.
No, that sounds nice. Don't get me wrong. But you know when you're looking for
I'm happy to sing it if people. Oh, want. Yeah. But that's a story for another time. We're here to talk about Bigfoot.
You know when you're looking for like a feet print, or you're like, hey, I saw something out of the corner of my eye. Was that Sasquatch? You know what I'm saying? So somebody's like, it was, and then you're like, so then now all you do is you go to NASA and you say, where's the Sasquatch? And they're like, you know, 4th of Main. So then you just go 4th of Main and down, and that's where the Sasquatch is. So the process is really, it's like perfect.
For the viewers at home, NASA, the North American Sasquatch Association?
Yeah. I think that's it. That sounds correct. But then, like, you track them, but, like, you have to – the tough thing is you gotta get the watch on the Sasquatch to track them. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you get them, you put the watch on, and then when you track them, you can find him and get him, and then you have your proof.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
And it's 32.95.
Now, how does one order one of these watches, Mr.
Okay,
Spence?
It's $32.95. Okay, mm-hmm. And then $32.95 shipping and handling.
Mm-hmm. Is that the size of the foot?
No, and then $32.95 tax. And so the total is $29.95, and you send a self-addressed, stamped envelope. It's Mr. Merlin Spence. P.O. Box 4, okay? And then I'll get back to you with it. I'll send you the whole watch, and all you need to do is find the Yeti, and you put it on him, okay?
Now do you have a website, sir, that people can go to learn more? Are you on Angel Fire? Are you on GeoCities, perhaps?
No, I have a legitimate thing where it's under W's, you know what I'm saying, with the H's and the T's and the P's and the W's, and then...
The hot tops,
and then,
I like to call it. Hot tops.
And then I've been spanked.com.
You have been spanked, or you?
I have been spanked.com.
You've been spanked, and there's a .com. One more time for the listeners
I am willing to be spanked. .com.
You're willing to be spanked on I will he spank will he or won't he spank me .com.
And that's a snail mail.
When I am willing to be spanked, he will spank me .com. That's it.
Yes.
Right? Correct.
Yes.
Okay. We are talking with the inimitable Merle Spanks.
And is it okay if I plug something on here?
Absolutely. Please, sir.
Okay, we got the Sasquatch thing that I told you about. Remember that?
Vaguely.
It's for sale. Okay.
And you can buy this through the website.
But, I shall be spanked .com. If you need me two times, I shall be spanked two times .com.
Really holds everything in on that website.
Poked a hole in your pool liner with your wiener because you've been staring across at the neighbor too long? Hi, Phil Swift here for Flex Seal, the black goop you can slap on buckets, gutters, and small children to bond, seal, and repair. And now we're introducing Flex-Seal Liquid, the super goopy adhesive you can pour into cracks and fissures, sealing them up tight. I often use it after a nice fancy meal at Chipotle. This shit is so revolutionary, I'll gargle with it after a nice meal of a pot roast and a fine white Zinfandel. You know Flex-Seal works all over the goddamn place, even underwater. This piece of shit bucket that's been leaking all over the floor? Just slap some Flex-Seal on it and no more leak. An annoying neighbor's child just won't stop tugging on your pant leg? Flex-Seal that son of a bitch right on up. You've seen me shoot goddamn cannonballs through the hull of a boat so I can zip around the lake and Flex-Seal and clear, admiring the fishies as I motorboat my way to nude beaches and swinger parties. Wait, I didn't say that. Imagine everything you can do with Flex-Seal. Steel doors, subpoenas, pesky divorce lawyers, bathroom tile, Jehovah's Witnesses, and more. Each can of Flex-Seal costs just $19.99, but if you order now, I'll throw in another can of this toxic black sludge and the new Flex-Shot Nutsack Tightener for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Order today.
You are listening to Full Moon Radio. I am your host, Pat Moon. And special thanks to our sponsor, Flex-Seal, for that stirring endorsement. I have my executive producer, the inimitable Grace Poon, is telling me that there is someone on the line that we need to talk to, that our listeners need to hear. He is a doctor, a professor. He is a scientist. He is perhaps all three, perhaps none three. But this is a man who has a theory about the one, the only Walt Disney. Let's get him on the line. Hello, caller. You are live on Full Moon Radio.
Thank you for taking. Okay. My name is My name is Dr. Stratton Finlayanus.
And okay. you are Spanish, sir? I'm detecting a Spanish
I am
Canadian accent.
Partially from the Wanias. The Lania. From deep
so
out
you're
there.
From deep in the Anias.
Deep Leania, yes. And I have specifics about Walt Disney, and I will say I know he was abducted.
So you're saying Walt Disney, the father of Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Pluto, and many other countless rapscallions and animated figurines, the man known as the Waltsicle, when he was frozen after death and his head was frozen for future science to thaw out and to reanimate. You're saying that it, in essence, is not true and that he has been abducted, sir. What is your proof? What is your proof of this happening?
Well, not that he has been abducted, but that he was been.
Like
had
to be
been.
Abducted, you're saying. He was.
No. He's definitely dead now, but he was, had been. He has, would been abducted when he was.
Would have been. Would have, could have, yeah. Should have.
No, he did duct. He abducted. No, he would.
He ducked his headless head into the windowsill, a la Huck from Wizard of Oz, and upon Dorothy awakening from her amazing where was I? I'm sorry.
No, he actually, when he was younger, before he became like to major fame, he was abducted. That's what I'm saying. So do you want to hear my theory?
So you're saying that he was abducted.
Yes.
He was abducted in the abs.
No. He
the solar plexus.
No. Have you heard theories of alien spacious peoples? You know,
we hear theories about that nightly on this program, sir.
The Greys. Have you heard of the Greys?
Yeah, indeed I have, sir. I've heard the Greys, the reptilians, and the Goldbergs.
Have you seen Grey's Anatomy? This has nothing to do with the Greys. So he, I have two reasons, and they're pure as to how he was and why he, and to know, so you'll believe. Okay? Would you like to hear them?
We wait for the bated breath, sir. Please.
Okay. All right, number one, with a, you know, one with a little half, like a parenthesis. He was a creative, okay? So those people, right? Okay.
He was a crater, you're saying. So
Creative.
Yes.
He was creative. And you know those people, right?
A lava ejaculated from his pores. Nope. He was so creative.
No, you know, like creative people sometimes, right? You know what I'm saying? Okay, and the second thing...
The creative people, this is the alien race you're referring to.
Sure. And the second thing is when he came back, he had the idea for Pluto, right? And then the Donald Duck, which sounds like abducted. So those, right?
I can find no fault in your logic, sir.
Thank you for taking my call.
And that's it. That's your Walt Disney.
He was okay, like on the ship, abducted, mm-hmm. Pluto, right? And the creative T type. Thank you.
Well, sir, we need we must have you on again, Professor, to explore this further, because I am sitting here beside myself, just gobsmacked at this revelation. I do believe that you are a noble, truthful, yet highly dubious man, and all of the superlatives I can heap upon you. So this is something we will have to take up with perhaps some other callers. Callers, if you know more about the abduction of Walt Disney, I would love to hear from you. So please get on the lines. Yes, we have several lines that you can call. Currently, we are operating with 32. And we will first-time caller line. We've got the north of the Rockies. We've got the south of the Mason-Dixon. We've got the northwest of Tallulah Springs, and many others. Find which line works for you. Call it. Make love to it. Rub the phone on your crotch until you get through. You're listening to Fulham Radio. This is Pat Moon. From across the United States, on through the Arch in St. Louis, up the Wazoo River, and... without a paddle, without a clue, without a map, GPS, or clothing, you're listening to Full Moon Radio with your host, Pat Moon. I am Pat Moon, and my executive producer, the inimitable Joyce Q. Spelunk, is telling me that the lines are open and they are hot. The next sticky hot caller getting through on our first time caller line is up, and you are on the air, Full Moon Radio.
Yo, what's up? What's up? This is DJ Ditto.
DJ Diddle.
No, DJ Ditto. Big Ditto. No, Ditto. This is DJ Ditto.
Is there a cat?
No, what's up? It's DJ Ditto.
Ditto. DJ Ditto.
Ditto. Ditto, yeah.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Mr. Ditto, what brings you onto the program tonight? What do you know? What do you say? What do you believe?
Well, there's a little something I like to talk about a little.
We'd love to hear it. Our listeners are eagerly awaiting.
There's something called time travel out there. You know something about that?
Sir, in 1979, I found myself awakening in 1978. I went back to sleep. I had crossed the prime meridian, and when I woke up, it was 1982. To this day, I have yet to be able to explain how that happened, how I aged backwards a year, and then forward words, 3 years, all equaling out into a 4-year loss of identity.
Okay, I don't know any of what you're saying.
I know time travel, sir. I have experienced it. I have lived it. I have made love to time travel.
Okay.
Several times. I have 2 children named Quartz and Seiko. I know time travel, sir.
When I was a little boy, I would sit around and be like, I'm going to bust out some serious rhymes. And I'd say things like good and food.
Mm.
And then my uncle would be like, that's not a rhyme. And then I'd say things like, going to the market, going to tell me that it's got to plug it in a socket. Yeah, you see what I did? But anyway, I've discovered something called rhyme travel.
Rhyme travel.
Rhyme travel.
This is astounding. This is revolutionary. How did you discover this rhyme travel, sir?
Well, what happened was I realized I was tearing a hole in the space-time continuum, and that I would miss something. You know how I did it?
How?
Every time I rhyme.
Mm-hmm. Did it just happen?
What?
The rhyme travel.
Why? What do you mean?
Did you just rhyme travel yourself?
Well, what did I say? I said, space-time, no, miss something. I said, I tear a hole every time I rhyme.
Now, if you were to quadruple the rhyme, do you end up in the same place?
Oh, like, I got bust up on ready. Every time I rhyme is the time that I rhyme, and it's when I'm gonna I'm in a time and a rhyme.
That was some succulent rhyming.
So I think it happened.
So when you rhyme travel, where do you actually end up? Where do you go?
Okay, I can't. I don't even know where the phone is. I don't know where the phone is.
You've caused the phone to travel back in time.
I need to go. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. That was fascinating. Rhyme travel.
That's so good.
Callers, what do you think about rhyme travel? Can you travel and rhyme simultaneously? And if you can, would it turn your intestines inside out? Well, that was another fascinating call about the cryptid known as Sasquatch, Bigfoot, and the skunk ape. Speaking of skunk apes, it's time to experience that cool exotic notion when you slap on that pungent blue lotion. Yes, there's just something about an aqua velva man. Functionally illiterate, yes. Inability to digest cheeses, of course. Aqua velva. Splash it on your face, your neck, your nuts. Smell like a goddamn man. The lines are open. Call it. Listening to Full Moon Radio. Difficulties earlier, but I am told by our segment producer Kenneth Furp that the lines are back up and open, and we have another caller on the line. Caller, are you with us? Full Moon Radio. Yes, speak up, caller. You are on the air.
You know how some people think the Earth is flat.
The Earth is flayed.
Flat.
Flat. Yes, we've had a few flat earthers on the program before. I believe they have a solid argument, and we, of course, welcome all callers of all stripes. But yes, the Earth is flat in your world. I see.
Standing in for Pat Moon, this is Philip Handerpoon. Pat needed to use the restroom for just a moment. I see that we have a caller on the line. Usually it takes me a matter of mere moments to just push a bunch of these buttons. That's not it. That's not it. This may be it. Okay, caller, you're on the line with Philip Handerpoon.
Hi, Mr. Poon. I seen it. I seen it. I seen it. This is Will Billiams, by the way, and I've seen the gobbledygook.
Oh, Bill Billiam has seen the gobbledygook.
Will Billiams.
Will Billiams has seen a bit of gobbledygook.
I've seen the gobbledygook.
Oh, okay. Well, I expertise here in the area of gobbledygook.
You know the movie The Gobbledygook?
Oh, the movie, The Gobbledygook, of course, now. Did you see it in the theater?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've seen the gobbledygook.
In the theater?
I've seen it in the woods. I've seen it in the theater. I've seen it in my bed when I wake up in the morning.
Okay, follow my line of questioning here, Mr. Gobbledygook. Have you seen the movie in the morning?
I've seen it. I watched it. I watched it in the morning and the evening.
What did it
but then I got tired and I fell asleep and then I watched the end of in the morning. That's a credit to the afternoon. Bye now.
Mr. Art Moon is still indisposed. He is in the restroom. And he had some Mexican food this evening, so he may be a little bit. Sometimes it could take him 8 minutes, 12 minutes, or maybe even 13 minutes. So I am Philip Handerpoon, and I am on the line with any callers. I will push a few buttons here, and usually I can get somebody. So here I go. Nope. Okay. Nope. Our producer is telling me here we go. You're on the line with Philip Handerpoon, filling in for Mr. Moon, who's in the bathroom from Mexico.
Sal Tenuglio. Yeah, am I on?
Yeah, Mr. Sal, loud and clear.
Yeah, Philip Pander, yeah, big fan, long time fan, first time fan, calling you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
So.
What?
Yeah. So you had the guest on earlier talking about some of the legends of where people grew up, and I grew up on Long Island. I got a legend. You ever hear the legend of the Pied Piper? Vinny.
Could.
You know what I'm talking about, Vinny the Pied Piper? You ever hear that
Continue, Mr. DiNuccio.
Okay, yeah. It's crazy. This guy, he's Vinny the Pied Piper. He ran an ice cream truck. And what he would do is he would lure kids into the truck. And then I don't know what happened. Some kind of spookinatural going on. And he turned the kids into like bomb pops. Jimmy Combs. I knew this kid, Jimmy Nylons, right? And he would ride his mongoose to Browns Road to play Little League. Jimmy Nylons never came home. You know what I'm saying?
Mr. DiNuccio.
Yeah.
I'm going to challenge you on something here. Okay.
Yeah, fire away, man. I got nothing to hide. I gotta tell you this thing happened. It's real. Believe
when
it.
When Mr. Moon is in the latrine, Mr. Poon becomes lean on his questioning. And I am going to question you now on this Pied Piper story. I don't know if I believe Mr. DiNuccio. Are you telling us the truth, or are you trying to tell us something else?
I'm not telling you the truth. What you think I'm making this stuff up? I'm telling you it happened. You ever heard of Jimmy Nylons, the missing case? Jimmy Nylons?
Mr. Denutrio, I would be lying.
Stopped by the Pied Piper?
Mr. Denutrio, I'd be lying if I didn't say I recognize your name from the Knee Ballers.
Oh, you heard that, right? Yeah, pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I could probably get you season tickets. You know, we're opening up a new season in my mom's basement next month. We're in off season right now, in training right now.
So this Piper, is legit, what you're saying?
Legit, are you kidding me? You ever get ice cream from the ice cream man before?
I have indulged.
Yeah. You ever get a Jimmy cone?
Time to time.
You ever get the Jimmy cone with the nuts? You know, sprinkling, you unwrap the Jimmy cone and it got the nuts all over the top of the cone there. And it tastes really good, right? Yeah. You know,
I've had my experience with nuts, yes.
And, so you know why they call it the Jimmy cone? Because Vinny Pied Piper took Jimmy Nylons, turned them into a Jimmy cone. I can tell by the silence that you're probably, a little awestruck by what I'm just telling you. But me and my friends, we grew up with this. Go to Browns Road, want to play a little Little League, smack the ball around a little bit, just among the fellas, smacking some balls.
Mr. Denutrio, is this just another plea to get people to your league, out there?
I don't need to sell Knee Ballers. Knee Ballers sells itself.
Oh.
That's just for life. For life. Mm-hmm.
How did this Piper come about?
He's like, a dude weighed probably like 110 tops. He had a little white outfit on. He had a little greasy little mustache.
Looked like one of the
Mario Brothers, but, operating an ice cream truck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like a cousin of the brothers.
Yeah, my cousin might have been, distant cousin.
Okay. Sure. You see what I came up with, though. Okay.
I'm telling you, me, my friend Anthony Campagnola, and DiNapoli, we're all friends with Jimmy Nylons. Jimmy Nylons is a good kid. Kid could throw 50, 60 miles an hour as a 12-year-old. Kid was throwing
heat. That is all the time that we have this evening.
I'm just telling you, look it up on the internet. You Google search Vinny Pied Piper, Ice Cream Man, Change Belt, and quarters, nickels, dimes, you name it, and he did it, and it's the legend. Legend of Pied Piper.
We would like to believe all of our callers and all realms and all sports talk. But we cannot, alas, spend the whole evening with just one caller.
Thank you for taking a call, Mr. Popeil. And, just remember, Knee Ballers, new season coming at you next month. Tickets on sale. And, if I could just plug, kneeballers.com on the YouTubes. I got some videos up there. I think people really enjoy it. And, we don't turn kids into ice cream cones. So we got that going for us.
Thank you, bonus. Mr. Salvatore.
Yes, you're listening to Full Moon Radio. I am your host, Pat Moon, and we have reached the witching hour here across the USA, across the cosmos. I have a very special guest this evening on Full Moon Radio, one that I think that you'll enjoy. My guest is one of the country's foremost Bigfoot experts, or a Squatchologist, as he is referred to, his crack team. This is a crack team of squash teens. have felt a revolutionary way to track and view Bigfoots. Or, as the Native Americans call them, the Sasquatch.
It's like the big feats of strength. Oh my god. All right, we're gonna make it. We're gonna do it.
He is the author of several best-selling books.
No, he's not. He's not.
Of cryptids and children's nursery rhymes, such as Yeti Persisted, Size 15 Wide, and Little Jack Horner.
You gotta tell me about this stuff before you say it. Oh my god.
I gotta take this one from the top.
Sorry. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Might leave that in.
Yeah, you should.
Okay.